Would you start something if you knew there was a 92% chance that you would not succeed, that you would not see it to the end, 92% chance that you would just fail, give up? Probably not. And yet, in 5 or 6 weeks' time, millions of people will be going, "New Year, new me," and will be starting New Year resolutions. 92% of them will fail to keep those. Please, I implore you, don't waste your time creating New Year resolutions. At least not until you've caught them.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, hello. Great to have you here for another episode. And we're talking this episode all about New Year resolutions. I'm recording this just toward the end of November, which means it's coming up to the time where people are going to start with this whole New Year, New Me nonsense. And it is nonsense. And I'm going to explain why over the course of this episode. Now, I know this annoys a lot of people. Anytime I raise this topic, I get some irate comments from some coaches going, "Why are you disempowering people? Why are you trying to put them off improving themselves?" And I'm absolutely not. In fact, everything about this is the exact opposite of that. Everything about this is about empowering people, about helping people to make the change they want to make and to get them, help them to stick at making that change, which New Year resolutions do not do. 92% of people who make New Year resolutions fail to keep their resolutions over the course of the year. 92% of people fail. Why? Why would I want to encourage people to do something with a 92% failure rate when there is such a better way of doing things? In fact, so unsuccessful are New Year resolutions, such a massive waste of time are New Year resolutions, that 17th of January each year is now titled Ditch Your New Year Resolution Day. It has its own obligatory hashtag across social media, hashtag Ditch Your Resolutions Day. Why? Because by the 17th of January, typically 30% of people who've made New Year resolutions have already failed to keep them. That's why I think New Year resolutions are a complete and utter waste of time, because the reality is they are. Most people do not succeed, which means if we encourage people to do New Year resolutions, knowing there's a 92% chance they're going to fail, we are not serving people. We are harming them. We're encouraging them to do something we know is almost certainly going to result in failure. What does that do for them? Now, I have to say, as I said before, whenever I mention this, I get some coaches very irate, demanding apologies for trying to disempower people, which is utter nonsense. I am doing this to help, and I'll explain why. But the really interesting thing to note is anytime I check those coaches out, they're all selling programs about how to nail your New Year resolutions. Interesting. But here's the thing. As I said, New Year resolutions, only 1 in 12 people succeed. I mean, yeah, we make loads of resolutions every year. New Year, New Year. We might be swearing, this time is going to be different. This time is going to be different. And it could be, I'm going to conquer a habit. I'm going to change my mindset. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to take up exercise. Could be one of millions of different things. They're all very admirable changes to make. But I've got a question for you. If you're saying, come the new year, I am going to dot, dot, dot. My question for you is simply this. Why wait? Why wait until the new year to make that change? If that thing is so important to you, if that change is such a significant change for you, why on earth would you wait until an arbitrary date, an arbitrary time in the year, before committing to make a change. If that thing was truly important to you, you would make that commitment right now to change. Yeah. You wouldn't go, I really need to lose weight, but you know what? I'm not going to do anything about it for at least another 6 weeks because everybody makes your resolutions on the 1st of January, so that's when I'm going to start to lose weight. Because actually losing weight isn't really that important to me for the next 6 weeks. What utter nonsense. We are brainwashed into thinking we have to make resolutions every new year. And it's nonsense. It's peer pressure in the most unhelpful way. As the saying goes, the best time to plant a tree was 30 years ago. The second best time is right now. It's not some arbitrary date in the future. It's right now. Because otherwise that tree will never get planted. So why wait? And that's one of the big problems I have with the whole concept of New Year resolutions. It's peer pressure. We're kind of pushed into making resolutions. And when we get pushed into making those resolutions, well, you see, the thing is, we're not doing that resolution for ourselves. And that is probably the main reason why people fail to keep their New Year resolutions. They're not doing it for themselves. We're doing it simply because society expects us to make New Year resolutions. Our friends are telling us they're making them, so we better make them too. Oh, God, I'm going to make New Year resolutions. Oh, I don't know. Oh, lose weight. Yes, that'll do. Lose weight. New Year resolution. Lose weight because everyone else makes them, so I better make one as well. I don't really want to, but everybody else is doing it, so I suppose I should have to. What a rubbish way to go about creating a goal and setting a target. Now, New Year resolutions are simply goals. A New Year resolution is a goal. I want to achieve this result by this time. It's a goal. That's what a New Year resolution is. And goals are very admirable. Absolutely. If you've got something you want to achieve, please do set a goal. But don't wait until an arbitrary point on the calendar to make it just because everybody else makes resolutions then. You see, one fundamentally important thing for making a goal, fundamental thing to enable a goal to succeed, is the goal has to be something you want. Something that you want for you. Not something you're doing just to please other people or because other people expect you should be doing something. That's a rubbish way. It has to be for you. And yet, when we make New Year resolutions, so often we're doing it simply because it's the thing to do. Societal pressure, peer pressure, it's the done thing, which is a rubbish way to go about creating goals. You see, what happens, typically someone will say, oh, what's your New Year resolutions? And you go, I don't know, lose some weight, I suppose, maybe get a bit fitter. Not really much commitment to the goal there, is it? So is it really surprising that you then fail to keep that goal? Because it's all well and good to set out with great intentions. It was easy when, I don't know, you're at New Year party and you've all had a few drinks. You're all sharing your resolutions. You go, yo, I'm going to resolve next year. I'm going to take up jogging. That's what I'm going to do. Yes, I'm going to take up jogging. See? Lots of supportive, oh, well done from everybody. It's easy to do, easy to say that while you're having a few celebratory drinks on New Year's Eve, having not given much thought to it and plucked it out of the air because, hey, it's New Year, it's what we do, right? It's a lot harder when it's pouring for rain for the fifth day in a row and it's flipping cold outside and your favourite TV show is on and you had that awful day at the office. And, that's when it gets hard. And if you're not doing the goal because you want to, if you're not doing the goal for you, if you're just doing it because, oh, I suppose I should do it, it gets really hard to push through and to keep doing it, to keep the commitment, because you're not that committed. If you were, you wouldn't have been waiting until New Year to make the resolution. You would have started right now. So number one reason people fail to keep New Year resolutions is because they're not doing it for themselves. Another reason is they make it too big. They make it too big. Now, yes, there's this thing in some fields of personal development. Make your goals so big that even if you fail them, you'll still be much better off. And yeah, there is a certain naive charm to that. But we're already setting ourselves up for failure because we're already acknowledging, yeah, that goal's too big. I'm going to fail, but I'll still be a little bit better off anyway. Why not make a goal realistic and achievable? Give yourself a chance of success rather than a chance of failure. It's no use setting impossible resolutions and then wondering why you don't manage to keep them. Make your resolutions big, yes, by all means, and make them achievable. Now, I mean, look back to 1962. The then president of the US, John F. Kennedy, set the very ambitious goal of sending man to the moon, landing and returning them safely within the decade. And that was a massive goal, a flipping massive goal, a huge goal. And they succeeded in doing it in 1969. Because, yes, it was a big goal and it was realistic. They had 7 years to achieve it. If he'd said, we're going to go to the moon and come back by this time next year, it would have been flat out impossible. Make it big and make it achievable. If you decide on New Year's Eve, my resolution, I'm going to run the London Marathon this year, even though you've never really run further than the bus stop until now. You're not going to make it. Very unlikely to make it. Make it achievable. Make it real. Make it big, but make it realistic so that you can achieve it. Because once you achieve it, that success will spur you on to create a larger goal. So maybe rather than I'm going to run the London Marathon this year, maybe your goal would be I'm going to take up parkrun. I'm going to do parkrun at least 3 times a month. I'm going to do parkrun and enjoy it. That's an achievable goal. That's still doing a lot of running. And it's something you can achieve. As you achieve it, you feel more successful. You feel more empowered. You go on to next year, create a larger goal and a larger goal. Rather than, I'm going to do the London Marathon this year. Easter comes around. Oh, God, well, that didn't happen. Never mind. And giving up. Another real killer, a real resolution killer, is making too many resolutions. You know, the sort of thing. We're going to go, right, I'm going to get fit. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to take up jogging. I'm going to learn 3 languages. I'm going to move house. I'm going to get a new job. I'm going to take up painting. I'm going to write a novel. And I'm going to learn ballroom dancing. That's my resolutions for this year. So, whoa, God, come on, just a minute. You know what? One of those would be a decent-sized goal in and of itself. But when you create a dozen goals, we get so overwhelmed we don't know where to start. Life gets in the way. We rarely have as much time as we think we have. Before you know it, you're trying to cram 30 hours into every 24-hour day. Of course something's going to give. And that thing that's going to give is the thing that you have least commitment to, which is your dozen resolutions, because you only made them because people expect us to make them anyway. One by one, they fall by the wayside, and then you become part of the 92% who failed to achieve your resolutions. You can't focus on a dozen things at once anyway. So pick a resolution, pick one resolution. Make it realistic. Make it big if you want, but make it realistic. One single resolution. You can focus on that. Laser-like focus. Because there's always next year to do another one. If you have to do them at New Year's, I'm still saying don't. Just why wait? Why wait until New Year? Do it now. Pick the thing you want to do. Make that change now because you want to make it. Eh? If it is that important, if it's really that important to you, you're not going to sit back and wait 6 weeks to start the resolution. You're going to be starting it right now because it's that important to you. And if you're prepared, if it's not important enough to start right now, if you're prepared to just wait for a few weeks. It's not really that important in the great scheme of things anyway. Why even bother wasting your time on it? It's not that important. Oh, but it is important to me. Yeah? So important that you can't even be bothered to start it for another 6 weeks? That doesn't sound important to me. If it was important, you'd be chomping at the bit. Going, no, I've got to do it now. Come on, can we just at least start a bit of it now? And another big killer for New Year resolutions, or any goals, doing it all alone. No man is an island, as the saying goes. And so it is with our resolutions and our goals. No matter how good we are, no matter how strong our willpower, we can all benefit from having a support network. Now, it could be a formal network, such as joining a weight loss group or joining your local running club or whatever. Or it could be a more informal arrangement with friends, just to keep each other on the straight and narrow, accountability buddies or jogging buddies or whatever. Having someone who can kick our butt when we feel like giving up, and equally who can share our joys and successes as we make our successes along the way, can be incredibly powerful. Also, being able to call upon others for support, for advice when we get stuck, to run some ideas by, all of these make a massive difference to our ability to succeed. We can't do it on our own. We don't have to do it on our own. Call upon your networks to create that success. But sometimes, if you've told your best mate, I'm going to achieve this, make sure, keep me accountable, I'm going to achieve this, these are the steps I'm going to take over the next few weeks. And one day you're thinking, oh, I can't be bothered. And then you're thinking, oh, geez, if I don't do it, I've got to explain to Jim why I didn't do it. And he's going to take the mickey out of me. He's going to say, I told you, you big loser. Right. I'm not going to let him get away with that. I'm doing it. That can be a massive drive to keep you going. So to give yourself the best chance of success, don't bother waiting until it's New Year. It's a waste of time. You are effectively saying, nah, this isn't important to me. I'm only doing it because everyone else is doing it. Make sure the resolutions which you want to do are for you. Make sure the goal is for you. It's something you want to achieve. And get really, really, really clear on why you want to achieve it, why it's so important for you. Make it realistic. Make it achievable. Make it manageable. Create a support network. Build a support network around you, formal or informal support network. It's all good. Even having somebody, an accountability buddy that you have a Zoom call with once a week, just to keep each other on track, share your successes, see how you're doing, makes a massive difference. And crucially, don't wait for all this New Year, you me, rubbish. New Year resolutions are a waste of time. 92% of people fail to achieve them. If it's important, start right now. Pick the one most important thing. Start now. Start today. Commit here and now that today you're going to start working towards achieving that goal. That one single goal. Get really clear on why and start moving towards it. There's nothing to say that in maybe 2 or 3 months' time, once you've kind of got it nicely on track and things are proceeding well, there's no reason you can't then take a second goal that you want to achieve and add that to your routine. Absolutely nothing to say you can't do that. It's like spinning plates. You can't set them all going at once. But if you get one going, then get the second one going, and then the third one, it just takes a little touch on the others to keep them in motion. That's what I wanted to say about resolutions. That's pretty much it. Your greatest chance of success is to ditch this whole New Year, New Me, New Resolution nonsense. Pick the goal you want to achieve and start now. Because if you're thinking, nah, I'll start in the new year, clearly that goal is not important to you. If it was important, you'd be starting now. And if you're thinking, oh, it's important, but I'm not going to start till the new year, I'd be asking myself, why? Why do you dislike that goal so much that you can't be bothered to start it until new year? And given all of that, why do you think you're going to succeed? Give yourself the greatest chance of success. Pick something that's for you. Get clear on why it's important to you. Make it manageable. Make it big, but make it manageable. Get support. And above all, start right now. Remember, the best time to plant a tree was 30 years ago. The second best time is right now. Let's get planting that tree. I'd love to know what you think of this. Do let me know. Do let me know whether you agree, whether you disagree. Pop in and comment. Let me know. And also remember to give us a like, a share, a subscribe. Give us a review and a rating. Share it far and wide. I'll catch you in the next episode. And until then, take care. Look after yourself. Remember, when you change your mind, you change your life. And there's no better time to make that change than right now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.